Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Well, within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. Of course, we celebrate Ron Siegel Radio every single morning. And today, one of my favorites, National Ice Cream Cone Day. Yeah. Sounds pretty good to me. I'm ready for an ice. It's a little early in the day, but never go wrong. Ice cream cones, peanut butter and chocolate, please, on a sugar cone, maybe a waffle even. What's your favorite? Let me know. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. Tweet me at Ron Siegel, or you can go ahead right there on Facebook, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. All of those places you can, in fact, reach us. Checking the markets this morning following the Fed's non-statement yesterday. Interesting news. The Dow Jones up 112 points. Oil up $1.05 a barrel today. $2.75.6 is the price of a average tank of gas or a gallon of gas here in the state of confusion. $2.75.6. 221.5 is the national average, 221.5. So we're still firmly 50 cents a gallon over the national average, 42.35 cents per gallon in taxes. You gotta love it here in the state of confusion. We like to tax ourselves. We do a very, very good job of it. Checking the interest rates. The interest rates dropped significantly yesterday following that Federal Reserve commentary or lack thereof. So we've got the 10-year Treasury down at 1.608. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the broadcast. We'll talk about what that means to you, what that means to your family. So we will get into that as well. Weekly jobless claims, 252,000 people filed first-time jobless claims last week. Not exciting there. Came in lower than the estimate of 262,000 the prior week, unchanged at $260,000.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we don't know what the government's doing to try and make this any better, but they keep telling us that the economy is doing well. I was listening, and it was painful, but I do it just for you. I was listening to Fed Chairman Janet Yellen yesterday when she was talking about, gave her remarks following the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting. And they talk about the fact that they're not political. Yeah, I would. I really.
You know better than that.
They talk about the fact that the economy is doing well.
You're absolutely useless.
Yeah, not doing very well there. And they talked about the economy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, getting better. I don't know about that one either, because then today the numbers come out. Well, we saw the weekly jobless claims. Then we see today also the National Association of Realtors reports sales of existing single-family homes fell 0.9%, in August to an annualized rate of 5.33 million units. Expectation was 5.45 million units. Now, you start using, when you break these numbers down into a number of million units, you forget the factor. It becomes easy to omit that that's 120,000 units less than what was the projections for the annualized number, 120,000. We know that 70% of our GDP is the consumer. So now we see housing sales falling. We've seen retail sales not doing real well. And the Fed chairman is saying that the economy is getting stronger.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, I got a bad feeling. It's not quite what we've been hoping for, but we'll see where the Federal Reserve takes it from there. I like watching some of these activities of what's going on in various different markets. So I was kind of checking out, you know, we talked about this one once before. Americans have the opportunity to vote in several different ways, and we hear the gurus, the supposed gurus, they spin everything the way they want it to. I mean, we're listening right now to the spin from the Clinton camp about what they want to do or what they're expecting from the debates, and that they don't think they're going to be treated fairly. Really? Can you possibly say that that the Clintons are not treated fairly? I mean, she goes 270 days without a press conference, and the press still loves her and says how great she is. They edit the commentary of the Clinton campaign to be for her benefit, and she's saying that she's not treated fairly. Unbelievable. MSNBC, hee-haw. I mean, they've pretty much come out and endorse her. The New York Times comes out and gives her, you know, anything she does wrong is on the 10th page. Anything she does right is on the first page, and vice versa for any competition she has. And then there's the Clinton News Network. Oh, I'm sorry, CNN. Some people call it Clinton News Network. I might be one of them. Think about all these things, and they say she's treated unfairly. But I digress. The topic that I was getting to was the fact that Americans have the opportunity of voting in the ballot booth. Obviously, and I call that the similar to the absentee ballots. But we also have the ability to vote with our feet. Now, we've talked about that before, that in California, the state of confusion here, as we continue raising taxes on every possible thing that we can find a way to raise taxes on, the wealthy are leaving the state, those who have the higher incomes. This is not a Ron Siegel radio information. This is information that came right from our friends over at Chapman University. The late Essie Adibi made this commentary, came out and did the research on this and said, you know something? The people who are filing tax returns on the highest rates, they are leaving the state of confusion, yet our population continues to grow. Well, why is that? Well, those who are smart money, that, you know, we call that the wealthy who have opportunity. There's a lot of us, you know, many of us say we care about what's going on. We look at these different items that are going on, and we realize that if you're a conservative in a state of confusion here, you vote. I never tell people not to vote. I go and vote every single time. But I understand when I get the option of Democrat Kamala Harris or Democrat Loretta Sanchez, or those are my two options for state senator, do I really have a vote? Does it matter? And we changed that because the California electorate put in an all-Democrat legislator, an all-Democrat executive branch for our state. So think about these different issues. Who does it benefit? I mean, you don't have a vote here in the state of confusion. That's just the way it is. So the people that have resources, the way they get their vote heard, they leave the state. And now we're seeing that those people that are not so excited about Target having the open door bathroom policy, and I call it that open door bathroom policy, well, it's starting to hurt them because the traffic in their stores is declining. Same store transactions fell 2.2% in the second quarter. Overall sales fell 7.2%. So we're seeing that people are not liking what Target's doing. The boycott of Target over these practices is having an effect on sales. And that's how you demonstrate, you know, the voting with your feet. I do not condone the voting with the feet that people are doing in Charlotte right now. That's the violence. That's not voting with your feet. That's just being a crook. If you don't want to go to Target because of the way they do business, the way they're treating people, hey, that's fair game. That's business. That's the way we should demonstrate. I say all the time that I have no problem with Colin Kaepernick. He's making his voice known. He's got a right to make that voice known. I have the same right to not have anything to do with anybody that hires him. So I have no desire to see or watch or have anything to do with a 49 game. If they're on TV, I turn it off. I said the same thing when the Seahawks contemplating doing the same stupid policies. I made the commentary that, you know something, in my household, you know something, we're not going to have Seahawk gear. It's not going to be there. We'll go down to my friend's house out at the beach, have a bonfire, and burn everything that has Seahawks on it. Thank goodness the players realized that people have a voice. They have a vote, and they made the right decision. They demonstrated. They showed their solidarity, but they didn't do it by insulting others, by being a criminal, by desecrating what we all, what many of us feel is sacred, the flag, the representation of the United States, those men and women who died so we have the rights to do what we do in our country. We'll talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, five stats that prove the real estate market is getting stronger in spite of housing sales. This simple trick can keep mortgage paperwork from becoming a huge hassle. Travel tips. Don't forget to do these seven things at home before you leave. And remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Five stats that prove the real estate market is getting stronger. We love that idea. It's brought to you, but the segment's brought to you today by the professionals at Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564, PEAR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your home. Can't get it from those online services. They do not have the information that you need to make this work. So that's why we share that information with you, that you can text PEAR. It's free. Costs you absolutely nothing. The professionals will figure out which side of the street you're on, if that matters in your neighborhood, right side, wrong side of the golf course, view, no view, city view, light view, all that kind of good stuff. And the professionals have all that information right at their fingertips. They know it for you, so it makes it real nice and simple once you chat with them for them to get you the information you need to make an educated decision. That's the key to it. No one, the reason you're going to make a phone call, it's real simple. Is people call because they want to find out what the value is of their home, because they either want to take some money out, they want to refinance their home, they want to restructure their loan, they want to get a better interest rate. Maybe they've got some health care issues they need to take care of. Maybe they've got college or wedding plans. I've heard every one of these different stories. You got to find out. You can't make an educated decision without being educated. The conversation today, though, in the real-time real estate segment, stats that prove the real estate market is getting stronger. And whenever there's talk about an improving housing market, some begin to show concern that we may be headed toward another housing bubble, that like the one that followed a crash similar to the one we saw last decade. Here are five data points that show the housing market will continue to recover and that new housing crisis is not about to take shape. Number one, mortgage availability. And we're going to talk in the Your Credit Matters segment about mortgages in just a minute. But mortgage availability is increasing, nowhere near the levels we saw in 2004 to 2006. That's when we did the mortgage two-step. All you needed for a mortgage back in 2004 to 2006 was, can you fog a mirror and you are approved? That's all it took. It was very, very simple. A buyer's chance of being approved for a mortgage have increased over the last 3 years. That's good news for the market. This is not a precursor to another challenge, as many experts maintain that it is still too difficult for many buyers to attain house financing. We'll talk about that, like I said, in a little bit. And I noted I heard on the Republican side, they're looking at the Dodd-Frank Act and how they can reform that to get some of the expenses out of housing, out of the mortgage world, and make it a little easier for people to buy a home or to get new credit. Jonathan Smoke, the chief economist of Realtor.com, recently explained, easy for me to say, and I'll just quote him, the havoc during the last cycle was the result of speculation fueled by loose credit. That's exact opposite of what we have today, unquote. Second reason, housing affordability index. This measures whether or not a typical family earns enough income to qualify for a mortgage loan on a typical home based on the most recent price and income data. The current index shows that it is more affordable to buy a home today than at any other time between 1990 and 2008. Median incomes finally beginning to rise. Houses should continue to remain affordable and housing demand should remain strong. Third, home prices are well within historic norms. Prices have increased substantially over the last several years. However, those increases follow the housing crash of 2008, and national prices are still not back to the 2006 levels. If there were no bubble and subsequent bust, today's prices would actually be lower than they have measured by historic appreciation levels from 87 to 89. Just go and chart from 87 all the way to today, and you're going to just put a straight line in there. And you'll see, yes, we did get away from the line significantly above in the early part of the 2000 decade. Then we came back below the line, but now we're right back right around the line. And that's what it's saying here, is that we're a little bit below that line. Demand for housing as measured by new household formations is growing. Urban Land Institute projects that 5.95 million new households will be formed over the next 3 years. Even if the homeownership rate drops to 60%, that would be over 3.5 million new homeowners entering the market. Think about that. So if the homeownership rate continues the decline that it's been on, and we're at the lowest we've been in years, decades, we'd still be needing 3.5 million new homeowners. here's the concept here, and it's one of those real interesting paradigms. Going into the crash 2008, we were keeping our homes. We were turning over. The home turnover rate was about every 6 years. People sold and bought a new home every 6 years. 2009, 2010, all the way up to 2013, that increased to a peak of every 10 years. So people are holding their homes almost twice as long as they had been. That started to decline in 2015. It went from 10 to 9. So we're heading down on that downward trend because people realize they have equity and they have the ability of getting a great home loan and a great interest rate. So people are starting to realize, you know, it makes sense to go out and make some changes in our position, where we are, what we've got, what we're holding, and they're doing those things. Fifth reason, new home starts are finally beginning to increase. This helps eliminate the number one challenge in the industry, lack of inventory, and it does so in two ways. Number one, some first-time buyers will, in fact, purchase newly constructed homes. We're seeing more and more of that in Orange County. I know it is in Los Angeles. It's happening. We're seeing people wanting these high-rise or multifamily developments. They're getting where they can work right close to where they live and then catch public transportation, similar to what we see in some other major cities, Chicago and New York, where people are using public transportation and not having to have a two cars in the household, or maybe not even having one car, because we've got the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world so they can get around. So we are seeing that demand starting to increase, and the pent-up demand is starting to increase. Fifth, new home starts are finally becoming to increase. Again, I think I just shared that with you. Builders, they were buying. I was at a conference with some builders right during the height of the crash, and these builders were saying if they had liquidity, if they had the access to capital, they were out buying land wherever they could find it that made sense because they knew that the cycle would change. They knew that at some point, if they had the raw land inventory, they could go out and buy it at a very, very attractive, deteriorating or diminished pricing. They would be very happy to go and do that and not have to worry about what was going to happen later on. So now what they end up doing is they go and they have this inventory of land cheap. Now they know, they already knew what they were going to do with it. They've already had the plans. They've already had the development ideas where they were heading with it. All they had to do now is go in and build, and they've got it ready for sale at a property that was on the books at a cheap price. So not only did they make money on the valuation of that property, they're making money because that's what they do when they're builders. So think about some of these concepts, and then when you make the decision for your family and you look and you see today's report that the resale was the National Association of Sales of Existing Single Family Homes fell. Well, why is that? Well, part of that has to do with the fact that there's a lot of people that don't realize yet they can go out and sell their house. They have that opportunity. They can go out and sell their house. They've got equity. We talked about that yesterday when we were talking a lot about the equity positions people have in their property and that they still don't realize it. Over 83% of the people in the state of confusion here have significant equity, and that's defined as more than 20% equity in their real estate. If you've got that much equity in your real estate, doesn't it make sense that you can do what you want with it instead of having a large house when you're done raising family? Get a smaller house. Maybe that's what you want, is to right size. Maybe instead of having a big yard, you can go to a condo or townhouse. These are options that you have now that you didn't have when you're raising a family, and you can make those changes. Just a thought there. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, boy, we got a lot still to talk about today. Simple trick can keep mortgage paperwork from becoming a huge hassle. I used to do this even with my corporations and my businesses in yesteryear, so we'll talk about that. Don't forget to do these seven things before you leave home to travel. And remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. You can get the replay, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. RonSiegelRadio.com has the audio version. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. I can tell you with fairly high level of certainty that your credit report is wrong. And the reason I say that is because I've been looking at credit reports for many, many years, decades even, and I've yet to see one that's completely accurate. Never, ever have I seen a credit report that is totally accurate. I'm not talking about perfect scores. I'm just talking about accuracy. So I would highly make sure that you're looking, highly recommend you're watching your credit report and making sure that the information is correct. It doesn't get mixed. If you've got a common name, frequently we'll see that the same, that somebody else's credit is mixed with your credit. One of the items, I just saw one yesterday where when they looked at the credit report, the student loans were reporting double. Interesting. Figure that one out. Now that person is sitting there waiting, trying to get a home, and they've got to wait to get it corrected because it's been reported twice, or it's been reported And the bureaus just put it on there twice. I'm sure that they, it's not that the institution thinks that the, it's there. So simple tricks can keep mortgage paperwork from becoming a huge hassle. Did I say huge or huge? You got to wonder how you're supposed to say that one. But Bernie's not in the race anymore, so we'll just go with huge. So here's the idea, and we're talking about mortgage rates because I did see this morning that the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey came out, and they've got a 3.48% 30-year fixed rate loan. 3.48% 30-year fixed rate loan. It was just reported a couple hours ago, earlier this morning. That's with an average of 0.6 points. So there are people that want to pay points on their mortgages. And if you go and you look at some of the online pricing, almost every institution, the big banks on the corner that you see or that you know about, those, they all have points associated with their loans, the prices that they advertise. It's hidden in their fine print. You got to look for it. They're also talking about generally 40% loan to value with a $417,000 mortgage. So it may not be something that you even have or want, but that's where they use. But the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey, 3.48% with 0.6 points. Now, how do you become, make sure that you are in position to do what you want, when you want, and get the best rates for you and your family? And the answer to that becomes very, very simple. It's called preparation. And now it's even easier. Because so much of what we have in our society is computer-based. I mean, if you look at me, if you're watching me right now, ronsiegelradio.tv, ronsiegelradio.tv, or if you're watching a replay on YouTube, you'll see that I've got a computer in front of me. I've got an iPad next to me. I've got a phone over here. We are a technology society. We've got everything going on technologically. With that said, why don't we make things simple for our lives? So here's what I mean by that, is there is a checklist, and I've got it available. I'll send it to anybody that wants it, or you can just go right there, MBELinks, Mary Boy Edward Links, LINKS.com/docs, D-O-C-S, MBELinks.com/docs, and you can get a checklist there of all the items that you need to get a mortgage. You can then go on your computer, and I'm going to make sure that you encrypt this some way, make sure it's safe and secure, but go on your computer because you probably get your tax returns in an electronic format. Maybe you've got a tax person that sends them, gives you the hard copy, and you have to file it and store it and protect it at home. But you can ask them because they all have them available in a PDF format as well. So get the tax returns in a PDF format. Make sure you know what the password is, and there's a couple of different password theories that the institutions use, but there's some pretty basic ones out there. Put your tax returns, 2 years worth of tax returns, in the file on your computer. Then do the same thing with all of your W-2s, 1099s, if you have business interests, all of your K-1s. Put those in there and have some subfolders. So you have one main folder that says mortgage. Then you have another subfolder, and this is going to say income. And in the income folder, you're going to put 2 years worth of tax returns, and you're going to put 2 years worth of pay stubs, 1099s, and K-1s. You're going to put in another folder that's going to be called assets, a subfolder that's called assets. And when you get your bank statements, just put them right in there. So you always have 2 months worth of bank statements in there. Make a copy of your retirement statements. Put those in the assets folder as well. Keep your last two retirement statements right there in the assets folder. Continuing on, you're going to get, if you have any loans, set up a liabilities folder. This is not as necessary because all of this information, it's all redundant because of what the Dodd-Frank Act is requiring of lenders right now. Most of it's available. If anybody wanted to get it with your authorization, you can get it online. But they like to make sure that you're forced to do extra work. But just car loans, put a copy of your most recent car statement in there. Put a most recent your copy of your student loan statements in there. Most recent copy of any personal loan statements in there. Credit card statements. All the items, all your liabilities. Don't put your real estate holdings in there. We're going to set up another folder that's called REO, Real Estate Owned. Put a copy, your most recent mortgage statement. When you get a new one, get rid of the old one. Just keep one mortgage statement in there. Keep one, your copy of your homeowner's insurance in there along with the declaration page. That's usually the top page. Put that in this same REO folder. We're going to put a copy of your property taxes in there and a copy of your homeowner's association statement. That's going to go in there. We're going to have another folder that's going to say, just say originals. So if you've been divorced, put a copy of your divorce decree in there. If you've had any kind of derogatories, so foreclosure, short sale, alimony, child support, put that in the originals folder. Are you getting a clue here? If we have this all set up, it becomes very, very simple when you make the decision, and no one else will make it for you, but when you make the decision to go and get a new home, you've got all this stuff all set there already for you. Now, I did forget, if you are a senior, you can put in there, or if you're retired, in that income folder that we set up that has your taxes, W-2s, pay stubs, put in your Social Security award letter. You change that every year because you're going to get a new one every year. And you're going to also put in there a copy of any pension information, pension income that you're getting, that you're receiving. You need to make sure that we've got documentation for at least 3 years going forward. If you're going to get a pension, it's going to last at least 3 years. If you've got an annuity, put a copy of that contract in there. If you've got a trust fund, and again, if you have a trust, which you should have, you should call Al Manfrey if you do not have a trust, because he's got this great trust product that he does, and then he charges next to nothing for it. And on top of charging next to nothing for it, then he gives the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio another $300 off. You go to RSR Gift Bag. Go to the RSR Gift Bag. It's mbelinks.com/RSR, Ron Siegel Radio, RSR Gift Bag. And there's a coupon there for $300 off from Al Manfrey to do a trust for you. It's like 25% discount, massive discount for listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. But your trust needs to go into your originals subfolder as well so that you have that there. Remember, if you own real estate and you do not have a trust, if something happens to you, the state of California will become one of your heirs. Now, I don't know if you like the idea of giving the state of California more money than you have to and getting another attorney involved and making your whole life public, or they're the one that's passed, because otherwise you wouldn't need it at that point. Your heirs wouldn't need it, but everything becomes public. If you have the trust, everything remains private. I like that idea, especially if it's not going to cost you a lot of money and it's going to save you and save your family boatloads of money. So that's just some ideas on how to deal with that. And then go ahead and when you talk to our friends at creditsanitizer.com, I would be getting a copy of your credit report, stick it in that originals folder on a regular basis. And that way you've got one in there and you know some bench lines. If something changes down the road, you can go back and look and say, you know something, wonder why this changed. What happened to make this happen? And let's go back and talk to those creditors and jump on their case and say, hey, you know something, this isn't right. You need to correct it. You go to the bureaus. Do not hit that dispute button when you go onto the bureaus. Never, ever hit the dispute button when you go to the bureaus. Why? Well, because that just makes it easier for the credit bureaus to decline helping you. Because you have 140 characters, like sending a tweet out to Equifax. You get 140 characters to tell your whole story as to why the bureau is in error. And I suggest that you can't do that in 140 characters, not accurately. It's just making it easier for them. And I'm really not interested in making it easier for the bureaus, because they're the ones that already messed up your world. Just a thought there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, don't forget to do these seven things when you're traveling. We'll talk about some things to do before you leave home. We're going to also chat a little bit about what these interest rates, what the change in interest rates means to you and your family. We've got to cover still, not a lot of time. But you can reach our number at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, radio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. Back in a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, when you want to buy a new home, when you want to right size, upsize, first homes, they've got all the products available for you. And they've got some of them that are even a little bit off the wall. So we're going to chat about all of that. You can chat with our friends again over at Gold Star Mortgage. I'll put you in touch with them. Don't forget to do these 7 things at home before you leave for a trip on a vacation. If you're going to be away more than a week, get caught up on your finances. Publish and pay your bills online so you don't have to worry about it. I had a very interesting scenario. A gentleman wanted to buy it, believe it or not, wanted to buy a $2 million house and great credit. But he went away about 10 months ago, went out of town into an area that did not have great coverage of internet service and forgot to make his mortgage payment. He came back, made the payment, but the servicing company put a 30-day late on his credit report. 30-day late. Not good news. So then he didn't qualify. It was he was going to put $500,000 down on a house. Everything else was great, but just because of that, he didn't qualify for the loan that he wanted. And it's so simple to set these things up so they pay every month on time. Number two, keep your home safe by turning off your main water supply. It's amazing. Very, very amazing how many people I hear from on a regular basis that have water leaks, water issues. And we always refer them to talk to either our friends over at APRIS Fire and Water or ATP, both very, very good companies. We would recommend either one of them to really help out. If you need some an introduction, just give me a call. But it's very simple to have a plumber, or if you're handy, to just put off a shutoff valve right by your front door. And I was at a rental just recently. And it was out in the Coachella Valley, and I was just staying at a friend's place, and they use it as a daily rental. On their instructions, before you leave, turn the water valve off. When you get there, know that the water valve is going to be off, so just turn it back on, and that way you don't have to worry about a water leak when no one's home, no one's around. Have your mail and newspapers held. Letting mail pile up will advise potential burglars, hey, you're out of town. Clean out your refrigerator. Take out trash that contains food. Don't want to get any little varmints when you get home. Make sure you throw things in the freezer if you're going to be away for a while. Prepare and freeze a simple, hearty meal for the day you return from your trip. Just a thought right there, chili or some spaghetti sauce or something like that. That way when you come home, you've been traveling, you've been eating in restaurants, you might want to just have something good and easy and quick at home. Make sure you clean your house is one of the biggies. Get into that routine. That way when you come home, you've got your bed is freshly made and everything is nice and clean, and you got those stripes in the carpeting from the vacuum. It just makes you feel good when you get home. Put your lights on a timer. That's one of the insurance company recommendations. Make sure that your lights are on a timer. A dark house or one where the lights are always on tells burglars you're not home. Set the lights to go on and off at preset times during the day. Just a few guides right there. Those are coming travel tips, things to do before you leave. Just a few of them to give you some ideas right there. So I was sharing with you earlier some ideas for getting a mortgage, some ideas on always being ready. That way, you know, when you're ready to take advantage of opportunity, I'm sure one of the self-help gurus have put this out there. I'm just not sure which one of them, but they constantly put these things out there that your opportunity knocks. The big question is, are you listening? Are you there? Are you taking advantage of those opportunities? Most people aren't. And we're looking right now, and the interest rates are very, very low. I shared that number with you. Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey rate, 3.48% right now. 3.48, Freddie Mac rate. Now, again, I don't know whether you'll qualify for that rate. I don't even know who might have that rate available. They take averages, and that's where they come up with that. Some people are going to put in whatever they want to call them, but that's kind of the interesting information right there. So the concept here is take advantage of the market. How do you take advantage of opportunity? Be ready for it. If you listen to the last segment, we spoke in depth about being ready to get a mortgage whenever you want it. One of the biggest hassles I hear from people all the time about their mortgages and about taking advantage of opportunity is, you know, I hear that the paperwork is just crazy for a mortgage. I just went through all of it for you. I gave you every document that you could possibly need when you're looking at doing a mortgage. Maybe there might be a couple others there. But when you have people that have those documents, and if you have a team like our friends over at Gold Star who are doing these things, you end up getting very, very simple process to get a loan. There's plenty of money out there. I'm here to tell you there is more than enough money out there for you to get a home loan. The issue becomes, are you ready to do what it takes to get that home loan? Are you ready to take advantage of the marketplace? There's a lot of people that are not ready. They don't look at it that way. So when the interest rates drop as they have right now, and I'm going to suggest to you, take advantage of it. Will interest rates go up eventually? Yes. The Federal Reserve is saying they want to raise interest rates regardless of what they make the economy look like. Yesterday alone, there's 10 members of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee voting members. Seven voted that they wanted to hold interest rates the same. Three said they wanted to increase interest rates. They're not a long way from doing it. I would suggest in November they probably will not raise interest rates. I don't think they're going to want to raise interest rates a week before the election. But I'm going to suggest to you they probably are going to raise them in December unless we see something in the economy that makes them change their mind. But they keep telling us they want to increase interest rates. They talk about wanting to have a 2% inflation rate. Well, we haven't had that in a long time, and we've got pent-up demand for that too. But they don't look at that. They don't look at the fact that the real unemployment is 9.7%, BLSU6 number, 9.7%. What they want to look at is the BLSU3 that says 4.9%. So they think that because people are underemployed or they've dropped out of the workforce, that unemployment is in a good situation in our country. Look around. Look at your neighbors. What are they saying? I'm going to suggest that they're not saying that those numbers are there. But again, I digress. Let's look at opportunity. If interest rates drop further, which who knows whether they will, you're still in position to do another loan. When you look over at Gold Star, they don't charge any lender fees. Now, there are third-party fees. You can put them into the loan if you want to. But the bottom line here, take advantage of opportunity when opportunity exists for you and your family. Just be ready. It's a real simple process, and it becomes even simpler if you've taken advantage of being prepared at all times. I started to say when I had my businesses many, many years ago, I used to always have a spiral-bound book ready. So when a lender would come in and want to negotiate on our line of credit, I would say, you know something, I'm still under contract for X amount of time, but I do have a package that you can take a look at, and that package, here's a copy of it. Put together some ideas for me. The date that we're going to be due is that our line is going to be renewing will be X. I knew that I had to start working on that 6 months in advance. That's a substantial line of credit. But that way you can always be negotiating. You're always in prepared. And I would have my assistant always, as soon as new financials came out, take out the oldest one, replace it. As soon as new tax returns were available, take out the oldest one. When it came time to do these things, they could walk in at the spur of the minute and I'd say, yeah, here's a package, no problem. Have a conversation with them. It wasn't like I had to go and get anything ready for them. I was always prepared to take advantage of the marketplace. I say the same thing for your household. What is your blended household interest rate? Very few people have a clue what that even means, but you should know it. What is that blended rate? How do you make an educated decision? I shared with you, if you just take the average numbers that people have in this day and age with a home, with a home equity line of credit, auto loans, credit card loans, student loans, most people's blended household rate is over 5%. Now, even if you can only get a 4% loan or a 4.25% loan, which rates are below that, but even if you can only get those numbers, think about that concept. Blend everything and roll it all into one number and take advantage of the marketplace when the market is there to take advantage of or to be taken advantage of. That's how you develop wealth. I have a gentleman that I've done many, many loans for. I've consulted with on many, many projects with him. He owns a substantial number of restaurants. He consistently is ready to buy a new restaurant when something occurs. He doesn't go out and say, I want to buy the best restaurant on the block. He looks and says, is there a reason why that I can make this poor restaurant work? And then he goes in and makes a lowball offer, and more often than not, he gets it because he's ready to act when opportunity knocks. And he's also setting his first radio preset button to come back here to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.